Americans captured. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. Multiple Americans who have been fighting in Ukraine are reportedly in the hands of pro-Russian forces. Fox's Steve Harrigan has more from Odessa, Ukraine.
Family members of three former U.S. service members who've come over here to Ukraine to fight, who are presumed to have been captured by the Russians, are speaking out. So far, the State Department has not confirmed that the Russians have captured those three Americans. The State Department also repeating a warning from President Biden, saying that Americans should not go to Ukraine.
Meanwhile, NATO's Secretary General warns that fighting in Ukraine could drag on for years. Drivers continue to pay near record prices at the pump. The AAA reports the national average today is $4.98 for a gallon of regular.
Summer travel also difficult for President Biden after he fell off his bicycle riding in Rehoboth Beach. He'd made a swift recovery. Americans hope the economy recovers just as quickly. Biden has been blaming Russia's war on Ukraine for the inflation crisis, causing record-setting gas prices across the country. Half the country blames Biden for the spike in gas prices. 32% blame Putin, but 1 in 10 Americans blame both Biden and Putin.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson at the White House. Projections show French President Emmanuel Macron's alliance has received the most seats in the final round of the parliamentary election, but the alliance lost its parliamentary majority. Besides Father's Day, today is Juneteenth, a holiday that marks the emancipation of enslaved people in Texas in 1865. Civil rights activist Opal Lee says a friend contributed to her initial passion to make Juneteenth a federal holiday.
I, too, believe that it should be, and it is, a national holiday.
State and federal offices and some businesses will be closed Monday in observance of the Juneteenth holiday. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Senate negotiations could produce guidelines for new firearm legislation, with some Republicans saying they're on board. Fox's Jared Halpern has more from Washington.
Texas Republican Tony Gonzalez represents Uvalde in Congress and says from what he's seen in a bipartisan framework, new legislation could make a difference in reducing gun violence.
Something is the answer, and I think this mental health package may lead us towards getting there.
Gonzalez says he expects Republican votes if the framework follows through on increasing mental health funding, especially for rural communities, and enhances background checks for 18 to 21-year-olds.
This shooter didn't just wake up that day and decide to kill people. He had been disturbed for a very long time.
Senate negotiators are hopeful a framework is turned into legislation that could get a Senate vote later this week. In Washington, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Firefighters in Spain and Germany struggling to contain wildfires amid an unusual heat wave in Western Europe for this time of year. Authorities say the worst damage in Spain has been in the northwest province of Zamora, where over 61,000 acres have been consumed. Happy Father's Day, as Fox's Jeff Manasso tells us.
It's the insight and wisdom and words, including Dad's one-liners, that no matter how long ago they spoke them, they still ring true today and are shared with the next generation. Today we honor our dads and other father figures on this Father's Day. Hardest thing is what do you get for him? Several restaurant chains, including Applebee's, Bubba Gump Shrimp Company, and Cracker Barrel, offering special deals for dads on this day. Though no amount of gift cards, new grill utensils, or craft beer memberships can really ever be big enough to replace the gift a dad's already got. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
And I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.